This is Dr. Shelley Epstein. I'm dictating an independent medical evaluation. Exam date 10/24/2022, 3:15 p.m. MES number 211220-19974. Claimant Dawn Murcia, MURCIA. Employer insured, Amazon.com. Client Sedgwick, CMS/Syracuse. Claim number 402012406CB0001. Date of injury 12/2/2020. Case type workers' comp evaluation. Location of the examination 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York 11787. Okay, Dawn Murcia is a 49-year-old female who resides with her second husband of 17 years, along with her 21-year-old daughter, her 28-year-old son, and her 23-year-old son. She worked up until 12/1/2020 for Amazon as a package inductor. She states she held that position for approximately 3 years. On 12/2/2020, she said she told her supervisor she couldn't work through the pain anymore. As she reports, the repetitive movements of scanning packages on the docks coming off the trailers caused injury to her lower back. She states she was scanning as many as 125,000 packages in 8-hour shifts and ultimately was diagnosed with lumbar disc herniations and radiculopathy. She currently ambulates with a cane and is only able to drive short distances. She's also only able to prepare very quick meals. There's also been other stressors in her house, including her husband undergoing surgery on 1/30/2020, and her daughter with medical problems, underwent a neck dissection, which incapacitated her for 3 months. Ms. Murcia besides her chronic pain, she began to develop symptoms of depression and anxiety, along with sleep disturbance, tearfulness, increased weight, difficulty concentration, and anxiety attacks. She underwent a full psychological evaluation and consultation on 2/23/2022 with behavioral medicine associates. She was having regular therapy appointments with Jennifer Heavey, HEAVEYLCSW. The psychological testing was performed by Paula Pisano, PISANYPSY.D. Um, She found the therapy sessions of some help, and they and they extended from 2/11/22 to 6/10/22. On 9/12/22, she was seen by Dr. Christina Vaglia, V-A-G-L-I-C-A, for a psychiatric evaluation, and Lexapro 10 milligrams daily was prescribed. The patient reports that she's been taking it for approximately 3 weeks. As of yet, has not experienced any notable changes in her current condition. She states she has a follow-up appointment with Dr. Vaglia set up for November 28th of 2022. Her past psychiatric history is non-contributory. There's no past medication trials, no suicide attempts, no psychiatric admissions. Past medical history besides her orthopedic issues, she's diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroid disease, and is on levothyroxine 75 milligrams daily. She denies any alcohol or drug use, past or present. Family psychiatric history is notable for her daughter being in psychotherapy. Her brother with a history of marijuana and opiate use. Her other brother with bipolar disorder. And her father with a history of schizophrenia. Social history. Her second husband is from El Salvador and is Spanish-speaking. Her first husband died in 2005 by hanging suicide. She states she attended support groups at that time. She has a 11th grade education, but was able to secure her high school degree by attending Wilson Tech. She's currently going to physical therapy twice a week and finding it helpful. Her husband's working construction. Her son, Justin, is a security guard. Her other son, Roberto, is a driver for a window and door company. And her daughter, when her health allows, does filing. On mental status exam, she's casually dressed with loud speech. Her mood is down, depressed and anxious. She reports crying spells. She denies suicidal ideation. She denies homicidal ideation. She denies auditory or visual hallucinations. She denies paranoia or delusions. She reports hopelessness and helplessness. She's frustrated by the workers' compensation process, quote, what am I doing wrong, unquote. It's negative for anhedonia. She enjoys feeding birds and rabbits. Some concentration issues. She has difficulty falling asleep. She wakes up twice during the night. She has early morning awakening at 4 a.m. She reports increased appetite. She's alert and oriented to October 24th, 2022, the day of the week and the town that we're in. She does have nightmares at times. Her insight and judgment are fair. My impression is that she does meet criteria for major depressive disorder, single episode, severe, not psychotic. Continuing a trial of Lexapro, 10 milligrams is reasonable. If there's no improvement in 4 to 6 weeks, I would recommend increased dosing to 20 milligrams a day as she is tolerating it without side effects. She would benefit from at least monthly sessions with Dr. Vaglia, and possibly twice a month to continue to work on coping skills. A new paragraph, the following questions are need to be addressed. One, is it properly stated? Is the diagnosis properly stated and supported by objective findings? Yes. History of injury and subsequent treatment is in the body of my report. Does medical documentation support a causal relationship between the accident and the injuries allegedly sustained by the claimant? Yes, I believe there is a causal relationship between the diagnosis of major depression and the injury sustained by this claimant. I believe there's a causal relationship between the patient's orthopedic injuries and her episode of major depressive disorder. 5, is there any history of prior injuries and pre-existing conditions? And were these conditions aggravated or do they impact the current injury? I was unable to elicit a history of prior injuries or pre-existing conditions of a psychiatric nature that would be aggravating the current situation. 6, what's the patient's current medical status? She is symptomatic and unable to work at this time. 7, are medical services, treatments, and diagnostics medically necessary and related to the injury? Yes, I believe that she needs psychiatric treatment for her major depressive disorder, which is medically necessary and related to her injury. 8, does documentation support progress with the current treatment plan / program? She's only seen Dr. Vaglia once. It's only been on the medication for 3 weeks. I would expect there to be progress over the next month. 8, is the length and frequency of treatment appropriate? A full 45-minute session is appropriate. Frequency of treatment ideally would be minimum once a month and possibly twice a month. Is further treatment and diagnostic tests necessary? I believe that at least monthly therapy and assessment appointments with Dr. Vaglia should continue for at least the next 6 months. Is claimant receiving maintenance care? If so, when to begin? No, this is not maintenance care. This is active treatment. Are the claimant's subjective complaints supported by objective medical evidence? Yes. What is the claimant's current degree of disability? Total 100%. New paragraph. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2, (d)(4), I further certify that no person or entity that I have reviewed this report and attest to its I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. Uh, Thank you. Sincerely, Shelley Epstein, MD.